Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This morning, first of all, I would like to thank the Lord for the, I thanked our church for the gifts, the Christmas gifts that our family received. Most of all, I'd like to thank you for the prayers for our two grandchildren, Austin and Dylan.
也很感谢你们为我的两个, Dylan and Austin, 来祷告。
I'm a little concerned though because during the course of the year you talk about how I have a little bit of a belly.
但是你们，我记得你们去年的时候说我有肚子。
And you keep giving me cakes and chocolate for Christmas.
可是你在那个圣诞节的时候还给我蛋糕和巧克力。
Is that so you can keep making fun of me all the rest of the next year too?
是不是因为你们今年还想跟我开玩笑？
Well, I want to thank you for that because I ate all of the cakes and all of the chocolate.
十分谢谢你们，因为我把那所有的蛋糕和巧克力都吃下去了。This
morning we're going to talk about something that's very important in our church.
今天早上我想要讲一个对我们来说非常重要的一个主题。We're
actually going to be talking about Jesus' vision for the church.
事实上我们要来说耶稣对教会的意向。
I want to begin by talking about three ministers who were talking. Could you turn that down a little bit? My ears are ringing. Three ministers that were talking about prayer in general and the most effective positions for prayer.
三个牧师正在一起讨论怎么样才能祷告，什么样的姿势才是祷告最好的姿势。
And as they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on a phone system in the background.
他们在交谈的时候呢，有一个修电话的修理工在后面修电话。
One minister shared that the key was in the way you hold your hands. You always hold your hands together and put them up to God in symbolic worship.
其中一个牧师说，最重要的就是你手的姿势，两个手要这样子，然后对着天向神祷告。
The second one said the most effective way to pray was on your knees before God.
第二个牧师说，哎，不对，最重要的是你要跪下来祷告。
The third one said, well, you're both wrong. The best position for prayer is to pray while outstretched on your face before God.
第三个牧师说，你们说的都不对。最好的祷告方式就是俯伏在地向神祷告。
And the telephone repairman couldn't stay out of the conversation any longer.
那个修电话的人再也忍不住了。
He interjected.
他说,
I found the most powerful prayer I've ever made was while I was dangling upside down from a telephone pole while 40 feet in the air.
他说, 我觉得我自己感觉最有力的祷告的方式就是我头顶朝下掉在一个离地40尺电线杆上的时候那个姿势最有力。I'm
sure many of us have felt that way before.
我想我们大家都经历过这样的时刻。This
passage of scripture, John 17, gives us a glimpse into the heart of Jesus unlike any chapter in all four of the Gospels.
约翰福音17章让我们看到了耶稣的心肠是其他福音书所没有的。This
prayer probably took place in the upper room before Jesus Christ prayed the prayer in Gethsemane and before his betrayal and his arrest.
这段祷告很可能发生在餐厅里面，就是在耶稣在科西玛尼园祷告和他被捕之前。For
many readers, this beloved Gospel of John is the beloved chapter.
对许多读者来说，这在约翰福音这个爱的福音当中是一个爱的篇章。
And this expresses much of Jesus' aim to express to us his life and his work.
他表达了耶稣在他的生命当中要表达了许多的东西。And
Jesus' prayer could be outlined by using the words, I pray.
耶稣的祷告可以用他自己的话来概括，就是我祈求。In
chapter 17, verses 1 through 8, Jesus prays for himself.
在17章1到8节，耶稣他为他自己祷告。Then
in verses 9 through 19, he prays for his disciples.
在第九节到第十九节，耶稣为他的门徒祷告。And
in verses 20 to 26, he prays for his church.
在20到26节，他为他教会祷告。And
this message is a result of the use of many commentaries and prayer and the desire of your English pastor for our church to personally experience the presence of God and to glorify God in every area of our lives in 2013.
为了今天的讲道，我看了许多的解经书，经历了许多的祷告。牧师，我渴望你们在2013年在生命的每一个方面都能亲自经历到神的同在和荣耀。Jesus'
prayer was not said privately.
耶稣的祷告不是轻轻暗自里面说的。Rather,
in Jewish tradition, it was said aloud so everyone who was available could hear his prayer.
不是这样的。其实在犹太的传统里面，他的祷告是大声说出来的，让他的跟随者都能够听见。
The disciples as well as we are readers are able to personally experience this prayer between Jesus himself and his Father to learn about his beginnings and his future, to learn about his mission and his fulfillment, and to learn about his desire and his hope for each and every one of us.
我们和耶稣的门徒一样，可以从中看见耶稣和神亲密的关系，认识到他的起头和未来，他的使命和目标，以及他对我们的期望。
We're going to read all 26 verses, and I'm going to give you a brief commentary as we go through these verses.
我们会读整个的17章1到26节，然后我会在读的时候有一些评论。
This is different than what we normally do, but since you have all the experience now, I know you can handle it.
这和平时我们讲到的方式不一样，但是我们今天就这样讲。
Verse 1, Jesus, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
This was his only request.
这是他唯一的请求。
For Jesus Christ, the cross was not a place of shame, but a place where he could glorify his Father by being obedient to his will.
对耶稣基督来说，十字架不是一个耻辱的记号，乃是他顺服和荣耀他父的记号。
Verse 2, For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him.
正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
The question is for all of us this morning is, do you really know God this morning?
今天早上我想问大家的问题是，你真的认识神吗？
To know God is to have a real intimacy with him.
所谓真正的认识神，就是跟他有亲密的关系。
It's to have a relationship with him.
跟他有个人的关系。
And it's to commit yourself to him as your personal Lord and Savior.
就是降服于他，让他做你个人的主和救主。
Because without Jesus Christ, access to God the Father is impossible.
因为除了耶稣基督以外，别无拯救。
Verse 4 says, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
And this completion also is a fulfillment of his last day on this earth where he was crucified as well as his resurrection.
这里的成全也包括了他的死和他的复活。
And now, verse 5, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world began.
第五节说，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
This verse gives us insight into Jesus' pre-incarnational relationship with his Father.
这一节让我们看到了在耶稣来到这个世上以前，
Verse 6 says, I have received you, I have revealed you to those you gave me out of this world.
第六节说，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们。
Remember Jesus himself said, he says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
耶稣他自己说过，你看见了我，就是看见了父。
They are yours, speaking about the disciples. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
他们本是你的。你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you.
第七节说，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted him, and they knew with certainty that I have come from you, and they believe that you sent me.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道。我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
Now Jesus gives four petitions for the disciples as well as us as believers today.
耶稣对他的门徒和对我们今天的信徒有四个请求。
He prays for their preservation, for their sanctification, for their unity and their participation in God's glory.
这四个请求就是：第一要保守，第二要成圣，第三要合一，第四要参与耶稣的荣耀。
Verse 9, he says, I pray for them, that's the disciples. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours.
第九节说，我为他们祈求，这里的他们就是门徒，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的。
Verse 10, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them.
第十节说，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我。
You feel the power?
感受到神的大能。
While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们。
None of them has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled.
我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
Of course, the one who was doomed was Judas.
当然这里的灭亡之子指的是犹大。
Verse 13, I am coming to you, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
13节说，现在我往你们那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们。因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
You see, this is the great commission.
这就是大使命。
For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
The mission that Jesus had when he was on this earth is now our mission as a church.
耶稣在这个世上的使命现在变成我们教会的使命。
And in verses 20 to 26, he's going to be praying here for you and for me.
在20到26节，耶稣将为你和我来祷告。
He says, My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
See, the message is the gospel that's been preached for some 2,000 years and is still preached in this church today.
这里的他们的话就是这福音，它在过去2000年间一直被传扬，今天在我们的教会还在被传扬。
And the purpose here is that all of them may be one.
这传福音的目的就是使他们都合而为一。
We are all one in that we're all indwelt by the person of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够合一，是因为我们都被同一位圣灵内住。
Father, just as you are in me and I am you, may they also be in us, so that or the result will be that the world may believe that you have sent me.
正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。教，这里的教或者说，正因为如此，使得世人可以信你差了我来。
I have given them the glory that you gave me.
你赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们。
You see, we have been given the glory that the glory of Christ today.
你要知道，我们今天就被给予了耶稣的荣耀。
Why did he give us a glory to stand in Christ's place to glorify Christ and His Father? Should be the goal of our lives.
为什么要给我们他的荣耀呢？ 因为站在耶稣的荣耀里面，荣耀耶稣和他的父，应该是我们生命的目的。
That day, the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church may be one as we are one.
耶稣说，使得他们，他们也就是 AACCC 合而为一，就像我们合而为一一样。
And he prays, I and them, and you and me.
耶稣他祷告说，我在他们里面，你在我里面。
May they, that's the church, be brought into complete unity.
使他们，也就是教会，完完全全的合而为一。
Why? To let the world know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
为什么呢？就是要叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verse 24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里。叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以先，你已经爱我了。
And I put down here, wow, Jesus can't wait for us to be with him.
我们在这里看到，哦，耶稣他等不及要跟我们在一起。
Why? To see his glory, the glory he had before he was born into this world.
为什么呢？让我们能够看见他的荣耀，就是他来到世界以先就已经有的荣耀。
The same glory he had when he was with his father before time, as we know it, begun.
他这样的荣耀是在这个世界开始以前，在时间都没有以前，他跟他的父同在的荣耀。
And as many of the college students would say, mind-blowing.
就用现在大学生的话来说，就是不可思议，难以想象。
Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me.
公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你。你这些人也知道你差了我来。
I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
See, our chief concern as individuals as well as corporately as a church is to live a life that glorifies God.
要知道我们个人的生命的目的或者是我们这个教会生命的目的就是要活出一个能荣耀神的生命。
And we should exhibit in all of our worship.
我们要把这种荣耀活在我们所有的敬拜当中。
In all of our relationships.
所有的关系当中。
And our ministry, the same glory that Jesus Christ exhibited while he was on this earth.
还有在我们的所有的教会的活动当中，都要展现出耶稣他在地上时所有的这种荣耀。
And the theme question for each decision that we make in our lives in 2013.
我们在2013年每一个重大决定都需要来思考。
We need to ask ourselves this question: Does this glorify God?
我们需要来思考这样一个问题：这个决定能否荣耀神
？Jesus Christ continues to pray for us today.
耶稣他仍然继续的为我们祷告。
Listen to these words in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
看看在希伯来书七章二十五节所说的。
Consequently, he, that is Jesus, is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
And in Romans 8:34,
罗马书八章三十四节。
It is Jesus Christ who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, to indeed intercede for us.
有耶稣基督，有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
So we see three themes that thread their way through many of the prayer's paragraphs.
在这个祷告的字里行间，我们看到三个主题。
Jesus Christ prays for glorification.
耶稣为神的荣耀祷告。
And that his obedience in this hour, this last hour that he was to spend on this earth, would glorify his Father.
他在这最后的在地上最后的时刻对神的顺服就能够荣耀神的名。
He prays for his followers' survival.
他为他的信徒他的跟从者来祷告。
That they, including you and me, would survive the hatred of this world.
我们能不能忍受这个世界的憎恨。
That we would remain united despite the differences that we have.
我们能不能在差异中仍然合一？
Finally, he prays about holiness.
最后，他为圣洁祷告。
Will his followers follow the holiness that he has shown them?
他的跟从者能不能跟从他所展现出来的圣洁？
Will their lives reflect the life of the Son of God who indwells them?
他们的生命能不能展现出住在他们里面的神的儿子的荣耀？
Will they become living testimonies to the world of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and His love for this world?
他们能不能成为这个世界上耶稣基督的见证人，耶稣基督爱的见证人？
And as I prepared this message, I had asked myself the question, does my life glorify God?
在我准备这个讲章的时候，我也问自己这个问题，我的生命有没有荣耀神？
And I ask you this morning,
我今天早上也来问你，
each and every one of you,
每一个人，
ask yourself the question, does my life glorify God?
你问自己这样一个问题，我的生命有没有荣耀神？
What is Jesus Christ's vision for this church?
耶稣基督对这个教会的意向是什么呢？
We preach many times from the pulpit about the Great Commission.
我们在讲台上经常会说大使命。
The question is, how do we accomplish this Great Commission?
问题是我们怎么样完成这个大使命？
This prayer is the engine that powers the church today to fulfill the Great Commission and the Great Commandment.
这段祷告就像一个引擎一样，在今天的教会中发动大使命和大诫命。
Our church's theme in 2013 is to go into all the world.
我们教会在2013年的主题是到万民中去。
And these four elements, these four applications of Jesus' vision are meant to give us a handle as how to apply this message to our lives and how we're then to take the gospel out to the world.
下面我从耶稣基督的意象当中分析出四点，可以来帮助我们来思想我们怎么样把这个耶稣的祷告用到自己的生活当中去，怎么样把福音传到万民当中去？
By the way, 新年快乐。
By the way, Happy New Year.
That's all I got. these four applications are something that I want you to really think about. And how can these four elements help us to bond together as a church?And accomplish what God wants to accomplish in our lives, as well as the church's life, as we communicate the gospel to the world around us.
这四点应用，我希望大家可以思想，怎么样通过这样的耶稣的祷告来改变我们的生命，也改变我们和别人分享的这个生命。
First of all, there's transcendence.
第一，我们看到了神的超越性。
This is the presence of God.
这里有神的同在。
And this is His reality through our relationship with God.
这是通过我们和神个人的关系所领略到的神的真实性。
People today everywhere are looking for the reality of God.
今天你看社会上有许多人都在寻求神的同在。
Spiritual interest is everywhere today.
你可以在很多地方看到对于灵性有很多人有很多的兴趣。
And people will exercise that whether it be in a church or whether it be in a mosque or whether it be in a New Age temple or a Buddhist shrine.
可以看到许多的地方，不管是在教会，甚至在清真寺啊，在一个佛教的庙宇，或者是一个新世纪宗教的庙宇，都有很多人对灵性有很多的追求。
And people are not coming home to traditional churches today.
而且人们今天不太喜欢回到传统的教会。
When they think about traditional churches, churches like ours, they don't think about the reality of God.
当他们想到我们像我们这样所谓的传统教会的时候，他们没有想到神的同在的真实。
They are seeking places where they feel that God is present or where He can really be felt.
他们都在寻求神的同在，是一种能感受到神同在的地方。
The quality of worship is a huge concern today.
敬拜的质量在今天好像大家都非常关心。
Of the world's 700 million evangelical Christians, 350 million of them are charismatic.
在今天七亿的福音派教会当中，有3.5亿是灵恩派的。
2/3 of all Pentecostal Christians are found in Africa and Asia and Latin America, where Christianity is growing at a fantastic rate.
那在五旬节派的教会中，有2/3是在非洲、亚洲、拉丁美洲，在那些地方，基督都有很大的发展。
And Jesus prays that His followers will experience the indwelling of the Spirit.That's brought about through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
耶稣为他的跟从者祷告，希望神的圣灵的内住能和神的工作可以影响他们的生命。
The truth of this spirituality is found in first instance is an experience of otherness, of a God whose presence is real as his nature is foreign to us.
耶稣基督所希望的灵性，这种灵性被发现时的第一个感受就是彼岸性。这位神的同在是如此的真实，可是他也如此清楚的不属于这个世界。
Do you sense this mystic relationship between you and Almighty God?
你是否感受到你自己和这位万能的神的这样一种关系呢？
This is what it means that you know that you're indwelt by the Spirit of God.
这就是我们所说的你被神所内住。
That you've experienced His glory.
你感受到他的荣耀。
That you experience His holiness.
你感受到他的圣洁。
And you're transformed in your life by His truth.
你被他的真理所改变。
And those who know this experience, he says, are filled with joy.
所知道这样的一些经历的人，他们的心里面有大的喜乐。
And they enter into a relationship with God that they never knew before.
他们进入到一个和神的关系的生命，他们以前从来没有经历过这样的生命。
And we as a church, we as a community of believers, ought to invite people to touch the very glory of God when they enter into this church.
我们作为一个教会，我们邀请人来，就是要让人来经历神的这种大能。
When people come into our church, they ought to be changed people.
当人们来到我们的教会的时候，他们应该是被神所改变。
Because we are to bear the glory of Jesus Christ while we are here on this earth.
因为我们生命的目的是要显出基督耶稣的荣耀。
Worshippers come in because they want to have a real relationship with God.
敬拜的人来到这个地方，是因为他们希望跟神有一个真实的关系。
And this relationship with God is a genuine gift that Jesus promises in this intimate prayer.
耶稣在他的最后的祷告当中，已经应许了这样的一种关系和神的亲密的关系。
Now our desire ought to be that the presence of the Lord is felt in our worship services.
我们希望在我们的敬拜当中可以感受到神的这样的荣耀。
And I believe that the praise team and those who are up here are really trying to drive that home.
我相信我们的敬拜团，我们所有的人在这里，就是为了能够体验到神的这样的荣耀。
Amen, Ningda. Amen. That's what we're trying to do.
这就是我们想要做的，我们敬拜所要做的。
You know what gets me is, you know, when our college students decide to stay here rather than to go to the college campuses.
我心里面的一个愿望就是希望我们这边的年轻人能够愿意待在这里，而不是去一个校园的这样的教会。
I want our college students to decide to stay here because they sense the presence of and the reality of God within these four walls and within our lives as individual Christians.
我希望他们待在这里的原因是因为他们在这四面墙当中感受到神的同在，在我们的生命当中感受到神的同在。
My prayer is when they go on campus, they would say, I want you to come to our church because God is here.
当他们到校园当中去的时候，我希望他们能够说，我希望你能够来到我们的教会，因为神的荣耀在这里。
And secondly, the truth, the power of God.
第二，神的真实性，神的能力。
See, we have sanctification through the knowledge of God.
我们成圣是因为我们了解了神的真理。
And we are sanctified, it's a sanctification work through God's truth.
我们能够成圣是因为神的真理。
As a message about Jesus was heard, as it was believed, as it was understood, his disciples' hearts and minds were captured and they were changed.
当耶稣的他的信息讲出来，被听到，被相信，被理解，门徒们的心和生命都被改变了。
And this change in their thinking resulted in the changing of their lives.
他们的想法的改变就导致了他们的生命的改变。
The same ought to be for believers today.
对今天的信徒来说，应该是一样的。
As we take the word of God and apply it to our lives, we should be changed.
当我们听到神的信息，把它应用在我们的生命活当中的时候，我们应该被改变。
We should be sanctified, set apart for God, and changed in our living in order to honor and glorify God.
我们成圣，我们因为神听到神的信息，我们回应神，所以我们就生命改变。
Jesus prayed that his followers might be sanctified by the truth.
耶稣为他的门徒祷告。希望他们能够被真理因真理成圣。
The Greek word there is hagiazo.
成圣这个词在希腊文里面的读作 hagiazo.
This Greek word refers to make something holy.
这个希腊字的意思是说把某个东西成为圣，使某个东西成为圣洁。
And the means of making this holy is due to separation.
但它有一个特别的意思，就是分别为圣。
You recall in the Old Testament, a mountain, a temple plate, a priestly garment, a people like Israel that belonged to God, or served His purposes, were considered holy or set apart from the common use.
在旧约当中，一座山、一个庙、一座殿，或祭祀的服装，或者是以色列整个民族，他们之所以属于神，他们被神所用，是因为他们分别为圣，他们从世俗的用途当中分别出来。
As this applies to us, it refers to a life that is so in touch with God that it reflects God's passions perfectly.
他是说我们这个生命和被神如此这般的触摸，以至于我们能够反照出神的热情和荣耀。
Such a person is considered to be sanctified or holy.
这样的一个人被称为是成为圣洁。
Remember Jesus Christ alike, he was set apart and sent out into the world.
你要记得耶稣他自己也是分别出来，然后被拆到这个世界上。
He was separated and made holy for a divine mission.
他被分别出来，成为圣洁，为了一个圣洁的目的。
And sanctification is always for a mission, since it's God's activity in the world.
圣洁在神看来总是有一个目的，有一个使命的，因为神他要在这个世界上做工。
Thus, we as Jesus' disciples have a mission that is very similar to the mission Jesus had when he was on this earth.
所以我们作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们跟耶稣一样，有一个非常相似的使命。
We have been sent out just like our Savior.
我们也是被差遣的，就像我们的救主一样。
We too should see our purposes for living as not alone, but shaped by the mission that God has for us.
所以我们在看自己生活的目的的时候，不能只想自己的需要，要想到神为这个世界的需要。
So we see, first of all, we have to sense God's reality through a relationship with Him.
我们刚才看到了，第一，我们需要通过跟神的关系来感受到他的真实性。
And then we're set apart through a knowledge of Him.
然后我们又要因为关于他的真理分别为圣。
Now He wants us to be transformed.
然后神希望我们被改变。
We have to have a passion for God.
我们需要对神的事有热心。
And that comes through a unity with God and a unity with one another.
我们因为与神与人的同心而合一。
We have I got a cartoon for you, okay?
我有一个连环画给你们看。
You know these guys?
你知道他们吗？
Okay, that is who is that? Lucy.
这是
who's that?
这是 Lucy.
That's Linus. Yeah, Lucy and Linus.
Linus.
I wanted to show you who that was in case you didn't know. In a Peanuts cartoon, Linus is watching TV, and Lucy walks into the room and demands that Linus changes the TV's channel.
在这个卡通连环画叫花生米系列当中， Linus 他在看电视，然后 Lucy 他突然走到房间里面，他要换台。
And she was threatening him with her fist if he didn't do it.
他向这个 Linus 威胁说，你得换台。
So Linus says, "What makes you think you can walk in here and take right over?"
Linus 就说，你凭什么走进来就想换台？
Lucy says, "These five fingers."
Lucy 说，我凭我这五个手指。
She says, "Individually they mean nothing, but when I curl them to a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold."
Lucy 说，这五个手指单独没什么，但是我把它们卷起来的时候，就是一个很可怕的武器，你要小心了。
So Linus says, "Which channel do you want?"
Linus 就说，那你要换哪个台？
And then he turns around and looks at his own fingers and he says, "How come you can't get organized like that?"
然后 Linus 回过头看看自己的手，你们不能在一起团结一点吗？
Jesus in this prayer prays for unity.
耶稣在他的祷告中就为合一来祷告。
What does it mean to have unity in this passage?
那么他在这里说的合一是指什么呢？
Does it mean that we agree on every point of doctrine?
是不是说我们对于我们每一个信条都完全一样？
We're not going to do that here.
我们不是这样的。
Does it mean that we should only have one denomination?
是不是说我们只有一个教派？
Everybody should be Southern Baptist.
每一个人都是美南浸信会的。
That's not going to happen.
也不是这样的。
It means that we confess in a united way that the Father and the Son are one, and that the Father sent the Son into the world, and the Son reveals the Father.
这里的合一指的是我们一同来说，这个父和子他们其实是同合一的，而且父差子到这个世界上来。
In other words, we have the same belief about God, all of us together.
也就是说，我们对于神的信仰是一样的。
Puritan preacher Thomas Brooks wrote this.
清教徒的讲道家托马斯布鲁克说
discord and division become no Christian.
他说纷争和隔离无法成就基督徒。
For wolves to worry lambs is no wonder.
狼要吃羊是正常的。
But for one lamb to worry another is unnatural and monstrous.
但是羊要吃羊就不正常了，这是兽行。
Let me read that one more time. Discord and division become no Christian.
我再来说一遍，纷争和隔离无法成就基督徒。
For wolves to worry lambs is no wonder.
狼要吃羊是很正常的。
But for one lamb to worry another is unnatural and monstrous.
但是一只羊要吃另一只羊，那就不正常了，这是兽行。
God wants us to have unity.
神要我们有合一。
Jesus first prays that we will have unity like his first disciples.
耶稣先是祷告，希望我们能跟他一开始的门徒一样，有这样的合一。
This unity must be visibly based on love so that the world, when the world sees us, it will know instantly that we represent Jesus Christ.
我们这种合一必须是基于爱的基础的，使这个世界看到我们的时候，他一下子就知道我们是代表耶稣。
John 13:35 says, By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
就像约翰福音13:35说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
But this love and this unity is not a moral effort powered by human energy.
但是这种爱和合一不是由人的道德所产生的。
It's an outgrowth of the union Christians have and enjoy with Jesus himself.
就是基督徒所享受耶稣基督的同在所自然生发出来的一种感受。
It's a union based upon or modeled through the union that the Father has with the Son.
这种合一是因为基督徒们看到了自己和基督的合一，看到了父与子的合一。
A union when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, indwells believers from the moment that we receive our new birth.
看到了圣灵内住所带来的合一，就是信徒相信的那一刻所来到的圣灵。
So the unity that Jesus Christ wants us to have with one another is not a unity that we can achieve by our own efforts.
所以耶稣基督所说的这个合一不是我们自己的道德所产生的这种合一。
This unity emerges as a result of our remaining in Jesus Christ.
这种合一是因为我们住在耶稣基督里面，所以才会有的合一。
Are being focused on Him.
是因为我们定睛在耶稣身上。
A.W. Tozer in his book The Pursuit of God has this quote.
一位作家叫 A.W. 托泽，在他的书追寻神当中有这样的一段话。
He says, has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork are automatically tuned to each other?
你有没有注意过，如果你有100架钢琴都跟同一个音叉校准了音，他们彼此的音也就和谐了。
They are in one accord by being tuned not to each other but to another standard to whichEach of them must individually bow.
他们之所以能够合一，不是因为他们彼此之间来调音，而是因为他们跟一个标准的音差来调音。
So when you have 100 worshippers meeting together, each one looking away to Christ, are in heart nearer to each other than they could possibly be.
所以如果你有100个信徒在一起，他们一同来敬拜，当他们都定睛在耶稣基督身上的时候，他们的心其实跟彼此更加接近。
Even if they should all strive for closer relationship with each other.
当然他们之间也要尽力来保持 各自的关系的合一。
And the final point is task, the purpose of God.
最后第四点就是使命性，神的目标。
And this is God's glorification through lives that glorify Him.
神的荣耀在他的在神的荣耀在荣耀他的生命中得到彰显。
So we accomplished the Great Commission by being who we ought to be.
我们完成大使命的方法就是成为我们所当成为的人。
The church should reflect God's glory and His love for the world.
教会应该彰显神的荣耀和他对世界的爱。
Inasmuch as the church is indwelled by the Spirit, it also carries the call of God into the world because it is the manifestation of the love and glory of God in the world.
教会它承载了神对世界的呼召，因为它是神的爱和荣耀在世界的彰显。
See, Jesus was the bearer of God's glory when He was on this earth, and now the church, you and I, bear this glory alone.
你知道耶稣他在这个世界上的时候，他承载了神的荣耀。可是今天，你和我们的教会就是承载神荣耀的器皿。
He says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Verses 22 and 23.
耶稣在17章22到23节说, 你所赐给我的荣耀,我已经赐给他们,使他们合而为一, 向我们合而为一, 叫世人知道你差了我来, 也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
The confidence of the church's mission rests here.
我们教会能完成使命的这个信心是在这里。
If we as a church reflect God's glory and love,
如果我们教会, 我们这样一个教会, 它能够反映出神的荣耀和爱。
If we as a church show unity within our ranks because we share the knowledge of God,
如果我们教会在众教会当中能够显出这样的合一, 因为我们有神的真理。
Our testimony will astound the world around us.
这样的一个见证, 是会震惊我们周围的世界。
Above all, it means that the church will have a quality of life that so stands out from what is available in the world that the world, everyone around us will take notice of who we are.
毕竟如果这个教会能活出这样的一个生命, 是这个世界所没有的, 是这个世界所渴望的, 那么这个世界就会发现。
The true church of Christ offers the world a precious gift.
耶稣基督真正的教会送给这个世界一个礼物。
Something that the world, the people out there desperately seek.
是这个世界所渴望的深深的渴望着的礼物。
Because when Christians are one with Christ and when we are one with one another, like the song says, God will build his church.
因为基督徒如果和基督合一,我们彼此如果合一,神就会亲自建立他的教会。
Now we have a final illustration before we close.
我在最后想跟大家讲一个故事。
A few years ago, at the Seattle Special Olympics, 9 contestants, all physically and mentally disabled, assembled at the starting line for the 100-yard dash.
在几年以前, 在西雅图的特殊奥林匹克运动会上, 有9位运动员, 他们或者是身体上, 或者是心理上有残疾的, 他们在, 100米跑的出发线那里站着。
At the gun, they all started out, but it wasn't exactly a dash, but there was desire of those in the race to finish and to run.
当枪响的时候,他们都出发了,不像正常的是一下子冲出去的,但是他们都希望,都渴望能够跑完这个比赛,能够赢得这个奖牌。
All except one boy who stumbled on the asphalt, he tumbled over a couple times, and this boy began to cry.
所有人出发了,但是有一个小男孩没有。 他在起跑线上就摔倒了,他摔了几圈以后就开始哭。
The other 8 heard the boy cry.
其他8个运动员听到了小男孩哭。
They slowed down, they looked back.
他们慢慢的变慢了,然后回头看。
Then they all turned around and went back.
然后他们都转过身来,都回去了。
Every one of them.
每一个人都回去了。
One girl with Down syndrome bent over and kissed him and said, "This will make him better."
有一个有唐氏综合症的小女孩, 她弯下腰来亲了那个小男孩说, 这样她会好受一点。
Then all nine linked arms and walked together to the finish line.
然后所有9位运动员, 手挽着手, 走到了终点线。
Everyone in the stadium stood and the cheering went on for several minutes.
体育场里每一个人都站起来了, 为他们大声地欢呼, 欢呼持续了几分钟之久。
People who were there are still telling the story.
那人到今天还喜欢说这个故事。
Why? Because deep down we know this one thing. What matters in life is more than winning for ourselves.
为什么呢? 因为在我们的心的深处, 我们知道这样一件事,
就是在这个世界上最重要的,
在生命当中最重要的事, 不只是为自己赢得奖牌。
What truly matters is helping others win.
真正重要的是, 你帮助别的人来赢得奖牌。
Even if it means slowing down and changing our course.
甚至帮助别人意味着你自己要停下来, 要改变你生命的道路。
We are a family.
我们是一个家。
We all move at different paces.
我们每个人走的快慢都不一样。
Some of us are snails.
有些人是好像蛇一样。
Some of us are Kentucky Thoroughbred racehorses. God, racehorses. Thoroughbred. Fast horses.
我们有些人好像是 肯塔基州的赛马一样跑得很快。
So let's all finish at the finish line in 2013 together with one heart and one love for our Savior Jesus Christ.
我希望我们能够在2013年的终点线上一起来结束，我们一起跑到那里，因为我们对神和对基督的荣耀的关心。
And may we glorify Jesus Christ through our love and our unity with each other in 2013.
希望我们的生命能够见证耶稣基督的荣耀和爱。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for the blessings, Lord, of being a Christian.
天父，感谢你，我们作为基督徒有如此多的恩典。
In 2013, I pray that when people see our lives, they'll want what we have.
我祷告祈求，在2013年，当人们看到我们生命的时候，他们会渴望我们所拥有的。
They'll see the love that we have for you.
他们要看到我们对你的爱。
The love that we have one for another.
他要看到我们彼此之间的爱。
And they'll recognize, Lord, that's what they really want in life.
他们就会发现这是他们生命当中所最缺乏的。
Help us as a church, Lord, to commit, Lord, to this truth that you prayed 2,000 years ago.
主啊，我们求你使我们整个教会都可以在这个真理之下降服，就像你2000年前所祷告的一样。
Help us to make a commitment to you that everything we do in 2013 would glorify you.
让我们向你来保证，我们在2013年所做的每一件事都可以来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.